Greetings, friend. Welcome to another Health Ranger Report. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And today we've got an interesting topic to talk about. Yeah, it's going to be something that could literally change your life. It has changed mine. And it doesn't involve going to see some practitioner or some kind of retreat or meditation or anything like that. But it does involve healing your body in a powerful way from the inside out. Now, this technology, I call it, isn't really a technology. It's actually ancient wisdom, but it's suddenly becoming new again. And I'm going to tell you all about it here in this Health Ranger Report. Now, this has changed my life. There aren't very many things that I can say that about. I mean, you might know my history. I used to be diseased. I used to be eating junk foods and processed foods, and I suffered from chronic pain and borderline diabetes and obesity and depression. But I changed all that by changing my diet and getting into nutritional supplements and getting rid of all the poisons in my diet, like, you know, soft drinks, hydrogenated oils, processed meats, just red meat in general, you know, things like that, dairy products, got rid of all that junk. And of course, medications and prescription drugs. I haven't touched those in years. Wouldn't even think of it. So I was able to transform my own health doing that, but there are always things that we can do to make our health one step better. And as a journalist on this topic, as an educator, I'm always looking for the next big thing. And I don't mean a big fad. I'm not interested in fads and overhyped, you know, the 48-hour Hollywood weight loss diet BS. That's just fruit juice in an expensive bottle. That's not a diet. Come on. And it's cooked fruit juice, too. It's not even raw. It's not even alive. Dead juice in a bottle. How's that for a Hollywood diet? Hollywood is, of course, all about illusion. So what a great name for that product. It's the illusion of losing weight. Getting back to the point of this is a system of health that has absolutely changed my life. And again, it's not a fad. It's not a gimmick. It's not a gadget or a device. It's something that you can do right now at home. And all you really need is a blender, a couple of pieces of kitchen equipment. It's very easy to do. You don't have to go out and buy this. You don't have to get a prescription for it. And yet, it is incredibly powerful. Now, what can it do? Well, let me tell you how it changed my life. All right, I've been following a very healthy diet for a long time. And I exercise on a regular basis, and I get sunlight, and I take all kinds of superfoods. But for the last, I guess, year and a half or so, I think I'd been eating a little too much cooked food. Even though I've always made raw foods part of my diet, and I've eaten them at every meal, and I eat a lot of sprouts, I was still eating a lot of cooked food, and I was eating grains. I mean, they were whole grains, you know, the healthy kind. But I was having some problems from that. And one of the things that all of us do who are into natural health, those of us who are successful at being healthy, is we pay attention to our bodies. And if something's going wrong, we find a way to listen to that symptom and then to change it or resolve the underlying cause. So here's a situation that I was experiencing. I had been training in capoeira, which is a Brazilian form of dance or martial arts. It's kind of like gymnastics. You may be familiar with it. If not, go on to YouTube and search for videos on capoeira, C-A-P-O-E-I-R-A, capoeira. Very fun thing to be involved in. So I had been doing this. And I noticed that the more I trained, the more I started having this chronic inflammation in my lower back. It was like the muscles there were just complaining. Now, granted, capoeira is very stressful on your body. I mean, you are doing handstands and flips and cartwheels all the time. And, you know, I'm 38 years old. I'm over 6 feet tall. And I weigh 190 pounds. And, you know, my body's not exactly built like a gymnast. I'm like a foot taller than people who are really good at capoeira. And this puts a lot more stress on your core strength areas, just because of basic mechanics, you know, just straight physics. Like people who are shorter and lighter can do these flips and things a lot more easily. But I didn't let that get in my way. I was doing this anyway, and I'm having a blast with it. But as I began to train, you know, this chronic pain would set in. I had this inflammation. Now, I knew this wasn't normal. And unlike a person who might be really supportive of, let's say, Western medicine, who would just take a bunch of painkillers, I thought to myself, what's wrong here? Why am I having this chronic inflammation in this one area after training? And this stumped me for a long, long time. Finally, one day, I was searching on the internet, because, of course, that's where you find all the good information about health these days, and I found an article about how gluten could be involved in this in some people, where there was chronic inflammation, especially of the back and pelvic area, in certain people who had an intolerance for gluten in various grains, especially wheat. So I thought to myself, gee, I'm going to try this. I'm going to get rid of all the grains in my diet for 30 days, and I'm just going to see if this chronic inflammation goes away. You see, that's what we do. Those of us who have been successful at being healthy, we listen to our bodies and we say, I'm willing to do that experiment. Now, for you, it might be that you notice, oh, gee, you have constipation and maybe you have sinusitis. You want to get rid of that? Try dairy-free for 30 days. Get rid of all the dairy, cream, cheese, all of those dairy products, especially cow's milk. Get rid of it and see if your symptoms go away. If they do, you've just learned something. And then, of course, you can make a choice about whether you want to experience that sinusitis and constipation again. Or you can choose to be dairy-free. And some people, you know, you can do this with meat products. Let's say you're moody. You're moody and angry, let's say. Well, you might try getting rid of red meat and processed wheat and high fructose corn syrup in sodas. Because guess what? Those foods actually make you feel angry and they mess with your head. They make you moody. And even if you're not moody, you might know someone who is. You might want to tell them to try that diet for 30 days. Please, please get off the red meat for the rest of us. Anyway, this process is really important. Listen to your body, find out what it's trying to tell you, and then start experimenting with changes in your diet to see what results you get. Now, about the time that I was ready to start this experiment, David Rain shows up. And he actually was trained by Dr. Gabriel Cousins at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. Now, that's a facility that offers a lot of spiritual programs and raw foods programs, juice fasting, a number of different programs. And I've been there many times, and I really support what's going on there. And if you're interested in a spiritual retreat that involves a lot of healing, come to Patagonia, Arizona, and check that out with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. You can find that at www.treeoflife.nu, as in New University. treeoflife.nu. So David Rain spent a few years there working with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. And Gabriel Cousins is also the author of numerous books, including Spiritual Nutrition is one of them. He's got a new book coming out soon called There Is a Cure for Diabetes. Now guess what? I agree with that title. There is a cure for diabetes, and it involves what I'm about to tell you. This technology or this protocol was introduced to me by David Rain. Now, David Rain is the creator of what I now call David Rain's Juice Feasting. And you can learn about that at juicefeasting.com. Now, that's like a feast, you know, all you can eat. That's F-E-A-S-T-I-N-G. So go to juicefeasting.com if you want to learn about David Rain and his program. And he has a system where you can sign up there and you can participate in this community of people who are doing juice feasting. Now, what is juice feasting, you're asking? What's this all about? And why am I so excited about juice feasting? Because that is the element here that I'm talking about. Well, juice feasting is a system of making and drinking massive amounts of fresh juices every day from vegetables and fruits and certain nuts and seeds, but mostly vegetables. And everything's made raw and fresh. And you're drinking just the juice of this, not the pulp. And you're doing it in massive quantities. I'm doing right now 5 quarts a day or so of this fresh juice, and I'm making it daily. Now, a couple of thoughts might come to mind when you first hear this. You're saying, okay, number one, what's new about this? We've all heard about juicing. Or we've all heard about juice fasting. What is new about juice feasting? Why is this such a big deal? Here's the difference. Juicing, okay, this is very healthy to do. You've seen those infomercials with the juice man and his juicer, and that is great stuff. That guy has positively impacted the lives of millions of people. I love his work. I love what he's done for people. Juicing is very, very healthy. And he knows what he's talking about, too, when he says juice the vegetables, juice the parsley, juice the beetroot, and all of these different vegetables together with the tastier juices, you know, apple juice, orange juice, and so on. Juice all that and drink it on a regular basis. He's definitely on track with that. But here's the problem with just juicing. It is that people, in their mind, they juice too little. They're not drinking enough juice. They're drinking maybe 6 ounces or an 8-ounce glass, maybe once a day. Not even that, typically. A lot of people just juice once a week. You know, they get up on a Saturday, they don't have to go to work, so there's time to do some juicing. So they juice on a Saturday, that's their juicing. And they think, incorrectly, that they're going to get phenomenal health benefits from 1 glass a week of juicing. Doesn't work that way. But if you juice in the quantities that I'm talking about here, and you use the kinds of recipes that I will reveal here and that David Rain talks about, then you're going to get phenomenal, phenomenal benefits. All right, the second problem with juicing, just, you know, the general term juicing, is that people don't make it delicious enough. Some people are out there juicing wheatgrass. Yuck. I don't apologize for saying this. But wheatgrass, to me, tastes awful. I've used the metaphor of licking the underside of a lawnmower. I'm not into licking lawnmowers, okay? I don't want to drink wheatgrass juice. The stuff is nasty. I want juice that I enjoy. And the recipe that I will share with you here, oh yeah, it's a recipe that you will really enjoy. It is absolutely delicious. I drink this stuff and I go, wow, where has this been my whole life? And then I start thinking about all the health benefits of it and I just go, wow, this is amazing. Everyone needs to know about this because there is no better way to prevent and reverse serious chronic disease than to do this juice feasting. So you see the difference. Juicing, a lot of people were making some really nasty recipes and they were chugging it down anyway, thinking, oh, well, I'm going to suffer through this because it's good for me. Personally, I don't think that works for the long haul. I've noticed it doesn't work for me, and I'm willing to drink a lot of crazy stuff to get healthy. But I'm not willing to drink wheatgrass juice on a daily basis. It just doesn't do it for me. And this is what I find across the board. If you go out and talk to health consumers, and you ask them, are you willing to drink something that tastes awful every day or 5 times a day just to be healthier? They might intellectually say, yeah, sure I am, but behaviorally, they're not. They're not willing to go through that 5 times a day. They're going to drink what tastes good. So if you want juice that's going to heal you and that you can consume in massive quantities, that is the quantities that make it medicinal, you've got to make it taste good, period. I'll carry through that debate with anybody. If you want the mainstream consumer to drink it, you got to make it taste good. But at the same time, you have to keep it natural. No added sugars. All right, no artificial chemical sweeteners. No additives at all. No junk. It tastes good because it's naturally good. And I'll share with you a recipe here in this program that will teach you, you know, how to make this taste really good. Oh, and by the way, let me plug this program here while I'm at it. If you go to truthpublishing.com, you will find an audio program there called Juice Feasting, and that was created by David Rain and myself. And this is 6 hours of instruction on this program. It teaches you how to do juice feasting, the recipes involved. It talks about the health benefits, step-by-step programs, how to do this, the whole deal. You'll find that on Truth Publishing. Check it out if you're interested in more details. Of course, keep listening here because I'm going to share a lot more valuable information with you here. but I want to keep us on track. We're talking about why this is different from just juicing and different from juice fasting. So far, we've covered just juicing. And again, the main problems with straight juicing are, number one, people don't drink enough juice. And number two, people drink some nasty tasting juice. I don't know why they are making that. I was at a friend's house one time, and he was mixing up, beet juice and spinach and parsley and wheatgrass. And I took a sip of that, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, couldn't you put some stevia in here or something? Couldn't you juice up a pear? You know, make it palatable, man. I'm not into sugar and all that, but geez, I got to be able to get this down too. I can't be, chucking up all this healthy juice because of the taste. So, all right, make it healthy, make it taste good. Now let's move on to juice fasting. What's the difference between juice fasting and juice feasting? Well, juice fasting is a system where you're not really drinking very much juice, okay? It's a kind of fast, which means you're denying calories to your body. And you're putting your body in a state of calorie deficit. So it's cleansing, and you're losing weight rapidly. Sometimes you go through a healing crisis. And almost all the time, people go through a crisis of, you know, feeling hungry, feeling like they're starving. A lot of times people will lose lean body mass, all that muscle mass that they've worked so hard to keep. Juice fasting, yeah, it can be very powerful. I don't have anything against it when used properly, but you can't juice fast every day, all day long, year after year. No way. Your body will lose so much mass, it'll become unhealthy over time. That's juice fasting. Now, again, it's good for short-term cleansing. I mean, it's great for short-term cleansing if you've been on a processed food diet and you've had a lot of chemicals in your body from food or beverages or drug abuse or environment or whatever. You know, juice fasting can be extremely helpful, but it can also be dangerous for certain people, and so it has to be done under medical supervision. But juice feasting, you can do this at home every day, your whole life. It's so great for you. I can't wait to talk about the health benefits of this. We'll get to that in a second, but this is what juice feasting is all about, is giving you permission, in a sense, to drink massive amounts of vegetable and fruit juice. In fact, you can drink all this you want. When you use this recipe and you make it fresh, you make it live every single day, you're not drinking pasteurized juices. I'm not talking about going to the store and buying the bottled products there. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about making this yourself every single day. Here's something else that's great about juice feasting. All you need to make it is a blender and a nut milk bag. You don't need a juicer. In fact, I don't even own a juicer. Now, I own a juicing machine, you know, one of the Juice Man models. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about one of those wheatgrass juicers, you know, the kind that have they kind of chew up the food, and they have a long screw in the center that kind of chews the food and strains it out. And it's good for juicing grass and lettuce and things like that. And those are called juicers. And I don't like juicers at all. And that's why I don't own one. They're really difficult to clean. They take forever to clean. They're really slow to use. You can sit there for hours feeding in all kinds of grass and leaves and everything, and you're not getting anything done. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of busy. I need to get my juice made and get it into the jars as quickly as possible. So under juice feasting, all you do, you get yourself a Vitamix or a sufficiently powerful blender. You blend up the fruits and vegetables that we're going to talk about here, and then you pour them into a nut milk bag. Now, what's a nut milk bag? That's a bag that's made of something like cheesecloth. And if you squeeze it, all the juice comes out, but of course the pulp stays in the bag. And then you just squeeze out this juice. You put the pulp in a compost pile or put it down in the garbage disposal if you want. Let it feed the fish downstream. And you just take the juice and you drink the juice. That's what we're talking about here. And we're talking about doing this as a replacement for many of your meals. That's right. You don't need breakfast anymore because you're drinking juice for breakfast. You're drinking juice breakfast, midday, noon, mid-afternoon, late afternoon. This is like the Hobbit's meal, you know? It's like, what do they say in Lord of the Rings? This is, I think he doesn't know about second breakfast, does he? This is what juicing is like, juice feasting. You're having a first breakfast and a second breakfast and a third breakfast and then a first lunch and a second lunch and so on. You're drinking this juice several times throughout the day. Now, I'll refer you to David Rain's website for the exact instructions on that. That's juicefeasting.com. Go there and check it out. But you can, of course, modify it. I just drink juice whenever I want. First thing I do in the morning is I start drinking the juice that I made the night before. And then throughout the day, I drink many, many quarts of juice, but I also have one meal of solid cooked food, usually after lunch sometime. For me, that's often a baked sweet potato or some kind of baked root vegetables of some kind. I like onions and rutabagas or squash, something like that. And of course, that's because right now it's winter time, so that's useful for that. In the summer, you might want to do something completely different, like a fresh salad. And then in the evening, I'm drinking more juice. And I'm doing that all the way up until the moment I go to bed. I'm still drinking juice. And so I drink many quarts a day. Now, David Rain calls this a modified juice feast. He says that's not 100% juice feasting, because 100% is doing nothing but juices. You're not even eating any cooked food at all. And that's the most therapeutic way to follow it, of course, is to just do this massive amount of juice all day long, every day, and don't eat any cooked food, and you're not eating really any solid food. You're just doing this juice. That can really accelerate your healing. And there are some other protocols that he talks about, certain supplements that you need to take, certain other things that you need to do to maintain your physical body, a couple other pointers that he mentions. But I'll leave that to him to tell you about. What I do is a modified juice feast. I drink this morning and evening, and then I eat solid food during the day. And that works really well for me. You may find a different combination works for you. And that's great. Whatever works for you is what you should follow. You can just use my information as a guideline just to get you started. Or you can listen to the juice feasting course that David Rain and I created, and you can see if you get other ideas from that. Now let's talk about the benefits of this. I probably should have mentioned this first, huh? Benefits are tremendous. Here's what we know now. There has been just a tidal wave of research coming out in the last 12 months about the ability of plant-based medicines to reverse serious disease. And I mean reverse it. In fact, there was a convention just last week, and I'm going to do a whole new article series on this. Let me bring up some notes so I can look at this. The American Association for Cancer Research just put this out. They held a big convention, an event. What do they call it? The 6th Annual International Conference on Frontiers in Cancer Prevention. That was held in Philadelphia. They found some amazing things. They found that, for example, black raspberries could be used to halt the growth of cancer tumors in your mouth, oral lesions, in other words. And they were using these black raspberries in a solution that was really only 10% freeze-dried black raspberries, which means they weren't even fresh. They weren't even raw. Imagine what kind of benefits you get when you use fresh, raw black raspberries. We find that fresh, living berries just have phenomenal health benefits. I mean, phenomenal. These are the medicines of the future. These medicines work so well to block cancer, to reverse cardiovascular heart disease, to protect the brain from neurodegenerative disease, to make the blood healthy, to cleanse the colon and protect it from DNA mutation in colon cells, and so on. I mean, these are such incredible medicines that they should be the medicines we're using across the board all over the world right now. They will no doubt be the medicines of the future. But mainstream medicine is just now beginning to discover just the tip of the iceberg on this. And they are amazed. there was a conference in Chicago recently. A bunch of doctors got together up there, and they were presented with the latest research on anti-cancer effects of phytonutrients, which means plant-based nutrients. And I actually spoke to one of the MDs, a practicing MD, who came out of that conference, and she was just blown away, really, really impressed. And I said, you know, gee, we've known that stuff for years and years, or decades actually, in the natural health community. Why are you so surprised by it? And she said, well, now we can prove it. Now we have the data to show, you know, what kind of dose response happens if you give a person this amount of turmeric, for example, or as they say sometimes, turmeric. Then we know how, you know, inflammation is eased by this much, or cancer cell division is halted by this percentage, and so on. Now they have the data, so now they start to believe it. Before, they said, oh, it's all nonsense, because they hadn't figured it out yet. Of course, it's been true all along. You know, these herbs didn't just start healing your body when the MDs discovered, or when the MDs started paying attention. I mean, these herbs have healed bodies since the beginning of life on this planet. I mean, plants and humans have been biocompatible since they first appeared, because they are derivatives of the same stuff, the same basic biology, grew up under the same sunlight, made from the same earth, breathed the same air, even though they breathe different chemicals in that air. They all existed in the same environment. So, of course, these plants are biocompatible with us human beings. Of course, it's common sense. But the doctors, you know, they don't believe in common sense. They believe in only those things they figure out. Now that they finally figured this out, they believe it. They say, oh, what do you know? Plants can prevent cancer. Now we've proven it. It's our research. Cracks me up. It's nature's research. Nature invented this stuff. Nature has made this work for eons, long before conventional medicine ever even existed. And in fact, it was the pharmaceutical companies who saw this first, and they started ripping off medicines from nature and then trying to isolate them, modify them, and patent them so that they could sell them at monopoly prices to consumers. So this is no secret. But it is just being figured out by those in conventional medicine. Now, here's another fascinating finding that just came out from this conference of, here it is, the American Association for Cancer Research. This is the one in Philadelphia now. There have been a lot of conferences going on all of a sudden about the healing power of plant-based medicine. This one found that if you eat just 3 servings of raw cruciferous vegetables a month, I'm talking about just 3 a month. That's like 3 handfuls of cabbage a month, or 3 handfuls of broccoli a month. That's hardly any. That your risk of bladder cancer plummets by about 40% overall, or if you're a non-smoker, it plummets by 73%. Astonishing! Well, the pharmaceutical companies have nothing that comes close to that. Nothing. They would kill to have a medicine like that. That would be front page headline news. They'd be blaring that all over the place. Wow, we found a way to prevent bladder cancer. And of course, it's not just bladder cancer. It also greatly reduces the risk of colon cancer, of pancreatic cancer, of breast cancer, many types of cancers that are impacted by cruciferous vegetables. Many types. And that's from only eating 3 servings a month. But here's the catch. It has to be raw. You see, these cruciferous vegetables have phytonutrients. One of the classes of phytonutrients is called isothiocyanates. And these are ITCs. That's what it is for short. It might be pronounced isothiocyanates by some people. I've heard like 10 different pronunciations for all these chemicals, depending on who I'm talking to. But they're ITCs. Now, these chemicals, which are really just plant-based medicines, exist naturally in all of these cruciferous vegetables. Nature put them there. Nature synthesized it. Nature built this stuff. When you cook cruciferous vegetables, you destroy the isothiocyanates. So in other words, you're destroying the medicine when you cook them. So if you're eating cooked broccoli and you're thinking that you're halting cancer in your body, think again. You're doing nothing of the kind. You're just eating dead broccoli. It's basically just fiber. You want to cure disease in your body? You want to reverse it? Eat raw broccoli. Better yet, eat raw broccoli sprouts. Better yet, juice them every day. Now think about this. You can slash your risk of bladder cancer by 73% if you're a non-smoker by eating 3 servings of cruciferous vegetables a month. What happens if you eat 1/4 of a serving every single day? A tiny amount of cruciferous vegetables in your juice every single day. What do you think happens to your risk of bladder cancer and other cancers? Now, we don't have the exact number on that, but it doesn't mean that it's not a very impressive number. We just don't know what it is. My guess is it's probably a reduction of 90%. That's my guess. Someday they'll know the number, but until they do, it's still working. It's still reducing cancer, regardless of whether Western scientists have observed the number. Nature is still working its magic, and you're still preventing cancer in your body by drinking the juices of these cruciferous vegetables on a regular basis. Now, remember before when I talked about taste and how important it is that the taste of these juices is palatable to us? Because we want to drink these on a regular basis, and we want to enjoy these juices. Well, check this out. This research shows that we don't need very much of cruciferous vegetable mass in order to do that. In fact, we only need a tiny amount. So what I've found is that you can make your juices out of things that are very delicious, and that's 80 or 90% of your juice. Those are things like celery and cucumbers, salad greens, not even the dark leafy green vegetables like kale, which is a little more pungent, but just things like romaine or even iceberg lettuce, which has a really fresh, clean taste. It's a very neutral taste. And then you can add in some fruits like Asian pears or pears, apples, and the berries like blueberries, red raspberries, black raspberries, even cranberries and strawberries, or exotic berries like acai berries. And you can put all these things in this juice, and then you add in a little tiny amount of cabbage, for example, or broccoli sprouts. In fact, in my recipe, I use only 25 grams of cabbage, and that's in 5 quarts of juice. So I don't even taste the cabbage, but I'm drinking that cabbage 5 times a day, some small amount. And I know that in my body, I'm getting that anti-cancer effect 5 times a day. I am bathing my cells in the most potent anti-cancer medicines and juices that Mother Nature has ever invented. Because it's not just the cabbage, you see. It's also all the sprouts I put in there. It's the lettuce. It's the berries. They all have anti-cancer effects as well. I might even put a little bit of some herbs in there. I might put some cinnamon or a little bit of turmeric or even a bit of ginger in there and some lemons or some oranges, which are all anti-cancer. What do you think the anti-cancer effect is of all that stuff combined and you're drinking it 5 times a day? Your cancer risk, well, in my opinion, my own personal cancer risk, as close to 0 as you can possibly get in modern society. My cancer risk is so unbelievably low that I don't even carry health insurance. There's no need to. It's a bad bet. Why would I pay all that money every month betting that I need some kind of health care when I'm drinking all these juices that practically guarantee that I will never develop these degenerative diseases? You see, this is the difference between the point of view of natural health practitioners and conventional medicine pushers. The medicine docs, the pill pushers, the drug pushers out there, they think, incorrectly of course, that your health is a matter of luck, bad luck, Or it's a matter of your genes, which is the same as saying it's just luck or blame it on your parents. That's nonsense. That's junk science. Even when they discover a gene that they say causes a certain kind of cancer, you know what the real truth is about that issue? Listen up. This is the truth about all the news about those genes. Those genes may indeed exist, but guess what? You can suppress them with plant-based medicine. You can prevent that gene from ever expressing itself by juice feasting. If you're drinking these anti-cancer juices multiple times a day, every single day, that gene will sit there dormant forever. It will never be allowed to express its cancerous self. So even if you buy into the flawed logic that your genes cause diseases, you can still suppress those genes. And at the same time, you can activate the genes that heal your body. You have more genes that heal your body than you do of genes that harm your body, by far. And how do you activate those genes? You activate them with juice feasting, by drinking all of this massive plant-based medicine, and that wakes up those genes. It unleashes them to start activating all of these healing processes in your body. And it's amazing to watch that in action. And it just, your body is just transformed. Sometimes within a matter of just a few weeks, these diseases start reversing themselves. The symptoms of heart disease just vanish. The arteries are unclogged. The risk of heart attack and stroke just plummets. People's cancer tumors start shrinking on their own, disappearing. Symptoms of diabetes go away. Blood sugar completely stabilizes. In fact, David Rain, working with Dr. Gabriel Cousins at the Tree of Life, they have documented numerous cases of type 2 diabetics and even a type 1 diabetic. Yes, I said that correctly, a type 1 diabetic that has... All of these people are now off of insulin, completely normalized blood sugar. Now they have no need for pharmaceuticals whatsoever. They've done it by drinking juice, fruit and vegetable juice, mostly vegetable, but a fair amount of fruit juice in there as well. That should amaze all of us just to learn that the answers to all of our degenerative diseases are right in front of us. Every time you go to the grocery store, you're looking at the solution. It's the produce section. And the only reason you haven't experienced the benefits from all that produce that I'm describing here is probably because you haven't eaten enough of it. Or you cooked it and killed it and destroyed all the phytomedicines that they contain. Now, the truth is you can't eat enough of this stuff unless you're juicing it. You can't chew your way, you know, through a head of cabbage and 5 pounds of lettuce every day and bushels of berries. There's just no way to do it. It's too much physical mass. You can't move that much food through your stomach. You have to juice it to get the nutrition out of it and get the fiber out of the way. Right? That's how you do it. That's why we're juicing it. That's why we're throwing away the bulk fiber. Now, I have a couple of modifications to this. I actually juice everything except the blueberries, and I blend the blueberries and pour that into the juice at the end, and I drink the blueberry fiber because I know that a lot of the medicines in blueberries are found in the blueberry skin. So my juice, the way that I make it, which is a variation of David Rain's juice feasting, you know, it's the Health Ranger's juice feasting, is heavy on the berries, really super delicious juice with blueberry pulp. That's my juice. And you might find, you know, your own juice formula. And that's fantastic. But I just find blueberries are better if I blend them in afterwards. Think about the implications of what we're talking about here. We're talking about really a rediscovery of a system that can reverse and prevent virtually every degenerative disease now plaguing Western civilization. That is no exaggeration. This is a phenomenal discovery. If you will drink this juice, make it and drink it on a daily basis, and replace several of your meals, it doesn't even have to be all of them, but several of your meals with this juice, I am absolutely confident that you will find all of your degenerative diseases disappearing. I mean arthritis, chronic pain, gout will just vanish, usually within a very short period of time. Osteoporosis can reverse itself. Depression is a big one. It can reverse itself. Obesity, no problem. You'll just start dropping body weight on this. And I mean dropping body fat, not lean body mass or skeletal mass. This is the safest, most effective way to lose weight that I've ever discovered. Even I'm dropping body fat on this. It's amazing. I dropped like 6 pounds in the first 10 days that I did this, and I was just astonished because I went and worked out after that, and I was able to lift equal to or greater the amount of weight that I had lifted the last time I lifted. So I realized on paper, because I track everything on paper, I had not lost any strength at all, but I had just dropped 6 pounds. That's like 3% of my body weight, you know, just in 10 days, just from drinking juice. I was amazed. And I didn't have to suffer anything. I mean, I didn't have to go hungry. If I felt hungry, I just drank more juice. I got to drink the most delicious beverage made of living foods, full of enzymes, full of nutrients. And I got to make this myself. I got to, you know, see all the berries going into it and combine the mixture that I wanted to drink and put all the leafy greens in there and the citrus. Man, I was just ecstatic. And I'm still excited about this. That's why I'm doing this now, every day. This has become my new diet. Before I met David Rain, I didn't do this. I ate in a completely different manner. After meeting David Rain and being introduced to this, this is the way I eat now. I do massive amounts of juice. It never gets boring either, never gets old. And I found, by the way, it saves me tons of time. That's really important because I'm pretty busy, and I imagine you are too. Wouldn't you like to get more done in less time? Wouldn't you like to spend less time preparing your food? Now, David talks about this takes him an hour a day to prepare his juice feasting for the entire day to make 5 quarts. I find that I can do it in half an hour. It only takes half an hour to wash all the vegetables, blend them up, squeeze out the juice, put it into jars, and boom, I'm good to go. Now, I've only spent half an hour, and I've got my meals for the entire day, which means I don't have to go out and, you know, get lunch somewhere. I don't have to make breakfast. I don't have to make dinner. I've got my juice done, and I know this is the healthiest food I could possibly eat. This is healthier than anything else out there, certainly healthier than fast food or anything from a restaurant. It's probably healthier than most of the stuff that I had been making at home before, even though I was using wholesome ingredients and organic foods. There's nothing that can compare to the health of this juice feasting. And with each quart that I'm drinking, I know intellectually that I'm getting a massive anti-cancer effect, that I'm stabilizing my blood sugar and preventing diabetes. I know that I'm preventing depression and, in fact, boosting brain performance. I'm boosting cognitive function. I'm protecting my eyes from things like macular degeneration. I'm putting antioxidants into my skin to protect me from ultraviolet radiation so I don't get sunburned. That way I can get more vitamin D and stay healthy and be under the sun without any risk of a burn. I know that I'm preventing inflammation throughout my body. You know, you've heard about this issue, C-reactive proteins and chronic inflammation throughout the body and the effects that has on cardiovascular heart disease and just rheumatoid arthritis, for example, and how the autoimmune system is off balance with some of these autoimmune disorders like that. These juices stabilize all that. These juices reverse the imbalances that you might have accumulated from eating processed foods, from eating meat products, or from eating, you know, partially hydrogenized whatever, or pasteurized products, dead foods. All of these things are reversed by drinking this, you could almost call it magic healing juice. It's that good. It's that good. Now, I know it's funny. The FDA always warns you, beware of anything that uses the word magic or miracle. They think, well, there are no miracles, except, of course, the miracles that are sold to you by Big Pharma, which is a huge hoax. I think there are miracles. There are miracles in nature every single moment. I look outside right now. I'm observing miracles happening. I think it's a miracle that we have so much life on this planet. I think it's a miracle that nature has given us all the medicines that we need. And they're available to us right there if we just have the wisdom to reach out and take those medicines, you know, make them part of our dietary habits. I'm amazed by the miracles. I think just the human body's healing ability is a miracle all by itself. In fact, there's almost nothing in nature that isn't a miracle. You just look at a sprout that can grow from a seed. That seed can survive for years and years and years with no moisture, no light, no nutrients, and then one day you pour water on it and it can sprout and create life from nothing? That's a miracle. That it can activate itself and create all kinds of enzymes and vitamins and nutrients, and it synthesizes this stuff all by itself. And if it can find dirt, then it puts down some roots and it erects its own solar panels called leaves, and it starts converting light into sugar. Are you kidding me? That's a freaking miracle. That just amazes me. The FDA says there are no miracles. I think there are miracles everywhere in nature. And that's why when we take that nature into our bodies, it is perfectly rational to expect miracles because it is innate. It's part of who we are. Our bodies know how to heal themselves. They've been programmed to heal themselves. And they've been programmed to use those natural plant resources that we get from nature to initiate a healing process. In fact, a tidal wave of healing that just rips through your whole body, healing from the inside out, healing all those old diseases and conditions that you might have accumulated, reversing the effects of all those processed foods and chemicals that you put into your body. And this can happen from juice feasting. This is why juice feasting is so incredibly powerful. That's why it is miraculous. That's why it works. And it works so well that I'm just telling everybody about this. Notice, by the way, that again, you don't have to go to a clinic. You don't go somewhere and let someone heal you. This is something that you take part in every single day. This is you healing yourself with the power of nature's miracles. This is you taking responsibility for your health and understanding your biocompatibility with those solutions provided by Mother Nature. Notice, too, you don't have to pay a royalty. None of this is patented. No one intellectually owns nature's medicines. Not that they're not trying to own them, of course. I'm sure Monsanto would love to patent black raspberries and charge everybody a royalty on those. Also notice that you don't have to go see a doctor to do this. You can actually give yourself the most powerful healing medicine in the world in your own kitchen. You know, and the thought of that horrifies doctors. Just freaking horrifies them. Like, what do you mean? You can't heal at home. You can't take charge of your own healing. You need professional advice. No, you don't. Your body knows how to heal itself. You just have to give it the right materials, the right resources. Stop poisoning your body. Give it nature's medicine. It knows what to do from that point forward. In fact, it will do it automatically, unconsciously, without any intention on your part. In other words, you can drink this juice feasting mixture, the fruits and vegetables and all these healing nutrients that we're talking about. You can drink this and you can go play video games if you want, and you will still cure cancer in your own body. Why? You can't stop it. Your body will do that. It's straight cause and effect. Your body will take these nutrients and they will have a biochemical effect. They will halt the growth of cancer tumors. They will induce cancer cell death. So those cancer cells self-destruct. They clear out of your body. Bam! Tumors are gone. Now, it may not happen overnight. It may take a little bit of time, but it's a lot more rapid than doing things that might kill you, like chemotherapy or cancer surgery, which doesn't even work at all. You know, these medicines also have the incredible benefit, that is, these plant-based medicines that you get from this juice, the incredible benefit of having no negative side effects. None. Well, okay, maybe what comes out of you looks a little darker because you're eating so many black raspberries, for example. It changes the pigmentation of your stools. If you want to count that as a side effect, fine, go ahead. But it won't give you a stroke. It won't give you a heart attack. You know, it won't hijack your body's biochemistry like all these other pharmaceuticals do. Pharmaceuticals are killing people right now in the United States. 100,000 patients a year killed by pharmaceutical side effects. Those are FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. Those are the ones the FDA says are safe. 100,000 a year, and that's a very conservative number. Plant-based medicines kill no one. Zero. Now, there are some people from conventional medicine who might say, no, that's not true. There are times when an herb interferes with a drug, and that causes a problem for a patient. So, you know, you have to be careful what you're doing. And I say, no, you're wrong. The drug is the danger, not the herb. You know, the food-based medicine is the real healing medicine. It's the drug, the isolated chemical patented by Big Pharma, sold in dangerous doses. That is the danger. And if there's an herb phytonutrient that interferes with a drug, it's probably because the herb is trying to protect your body from that drug. It's the drug interfering with normal human biochemistry that is the danger. You look at statin drugs and the way they hijack the liver and block the synthesis of certain elements that your body needs and the way they interfere with cellular energy production and block coenzyme Q10 production. That is a chemical hijacking your body. That's the danger. These pharmaceuticals are dangerous. That's why they're killing so many people. Produce kills no one. You ever heard of anybody dying from eating black raspberries? Anyone? Never happened. Has anyone ever died from eating broccoli sprouts? Not a single person. Not a single one. Never happened. You know, you go on down the line. Has anyone died from drinking green tea, which prevents breast cancer? No, never happened. How about drinking cucumber juice or eating garlic or having some turmeric? You know, eating berries. Has anyone ever died from any of these? Now, maybe somewhere in the history of medicine, you might find some extremely rare fatal allergic reaction by one in a billion people or something along those lines. So you might find one. But when it comes to medicines, oh man, it's a significant portion of the population from pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals harm almost everyone who takes them. Almost everyone. Plant-based medicines harm virtually no one. So think about this. This is the equation. These plant-based medicines can reverse serious disease like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, depression, Alzheimer's disease, osteoporosis, kidney stones, gallstones, chronic pain, arthritis. They can reverse these conditions better than pharmaceuticals. They cost only a fraction of what pharmaceuticals cost, and they have virtually no negative side effects whatsoever. Sign me up. What's not to like about that equation? You know, if everyone realized this, we probably wouldn't even have enough fresh produce in this country because everybody'd be rushing to the grocery store to do juice feasting. That's what people should be doing. We could just basically end the entire cancer industry in this country in one generation if everyone adopted juice feasting. And it doesn't even have to be 100% compliance. Even if people just drank one quart of this juice feasting juice every day, that would be enough to slash cancer rates in this country by probably anywhere from 70 to 90%. Very easily done. Diabetes rates would plummet. Heart disease rates would plummet. The number of coronary heart disease surgeries or bypass surgery would plummet. That's exactly why this stuff isn't promoted. No, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's not like these doctors are out to harm people. It's just that they have no interest in selling anything that doesn't give them repeat business. I mean, there's just no motivation. Why would they teach people how to prevent all this disease and then lose all their patients? you know, they have jobs too. They got to bring home a paycheck to feed their family, to pay their rent, pay off that nice expensive car they're driving around town. They have no incentive to teach prevention. I'm not saying they're evil. Most of the doctors I know, even though they're complete idiots when it comes to nutrition, they're really nice people. I mean, I'm friends with a lot of doctors, and I like them as people, and they have great ethics. They're just nutritionally illiterate. You know, so you got to remember this about doctors. They're not out to hurt you. They just don't know what they're doing. Now, again, if it comes to acute injuries, they're great. Emergency room doctors, I love them. You know, if you fall off a building in a construction accident, call 911, get into that emergency room. You're going to see some doctors doing some incredible work on you. They do a great job. But if you're fighting a degenerative disease, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, cancer, depression, any of those, and many others, forget it, man. Doctors don't know what they're doing. They haven't even figured out that you can eat your way to prevention. The cures are there at the grocery store, and they've been there. And doctors don't even know to recommend this stuff. They just don't know. So don't even bother going to doctors to try to resolve these conditions. They've never been taught this information. Now, of course, there are exceptions to this. For example, Dr. Gabriel Cousins. He's an MD. He was trained as a doctor. And yet, this guy is bright enough, in fact, he's very bright, that he taught himself so much more about nutrition and spirituality. He went way beyond the limits of conventional medicine. And that's why he is such a pioneer in healing today. In nutritional healing and spiritual healing, vibrational healing, that's why he got there. He started as a doctor, but he went way beyond. And there are many doctors like that, and I applaud those doctors. So if you're listening and you're one of those doctors, amen to you. Thank you for doing what you're doing, because you are actually saving people's lives instead of just making this a job. I hate doctors who just think of it as a job. It's not a job, it's a calling. You're supposed to be helping people. If you went into medicine, you're supposed to be helping people. It's supposed to help save lives and end suffering. That's what this is supposed to be about, not how do you make more money prescribing more drugs and getting more kickbacks from Big Pharma. Now, the answer to all this is juice feasting. Now, remember, you can learn a lot more about juice feasting through the course that David Rain and I created, Juice Feasting. It's up on truthpublishing.com. You can go to that website, find the course, 6 audio CDs, and it has a couple of reference charts that come with it to show you exactly how to do juice feasting from day 0 through 92. This is a 92-day program if you follow David Rain's formula. I don't really follow his formula to the letter. I make it a lifetime program, and I eat solid food, cooked food, in fact, one meal a day. So that's my take on it. You might want to follow his formula exactly for 92 days. The second thing is to go to juicefeasting.com. You're going to find a lot more detailed instruction on this whole thing. There's a community there. You can get support. If you want to do this, I strongly urge you to work with the information you'll find on David Rain's website. Again, www.juicefeasting.com. Become a member there. There's a monthly fee involved, but it's not a very large fee at all. And it's well worth it. You get so much information and so much support. It can help you through this process. Wow. It is, in fact, the deal of a lifetime. When you consider what it costs to be sick, this very minuscule cost to be involved in this health transformation, I really recommend it. Now, another thing to keep in mind is that this is very affordable and very easy to do, both in terms of time and money. This doesn't take much effort on your part. Don't make this overly complicated. Don't think, oh my God, I have to do A, B, and C, and D, and I don't know how I'm going to fit it into my schedule, and blah, blah, blah. No, 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 it's not that complicated. This is actually very easy to do. I fit it into my lifestyle very easily. In fact, it saves me time. In terms of dollar cost, it's about equal to what I was spending before on food. Because when you're buying fresh vegetables and fruit, you know, in large quantities, it's very, very affordable. I buy a lot of my stuff at Costco. They have these big one-pound boxes of organic salad greens. And it's actually only $3.49 for a pound of organic salad greens. I'm amazed. I wonder, how do they sell this stuff so cheap? But it's organic, so I buy it. I like to support the organic industry, and I like to get produce that I can afford. So I go there, and I get berries at different places, and I just put all this together. Lots of celery, too. Lots of celery in there every time I juice. I put all this together, and it works. So don't think this is going to take some big investment or that it's going to take you out of your way. It's not difficult to do. Very easy. Okay, next, I promised you I was going to give you a recipe. So I'll give you my recipe next for juice feasting, and you might want to grab a paper, some way to write this down. I'm going to give you the exact weights of each of the elements that I put in my own juice, okay? And this is what I do to juice for about 5 to 6 quarts of juice every day. And the centerpiece of this is exactly 1 pound of fresh organic salad greens. Okay? So stay with me here and we'll go into the recipe next. Well, that was a little flashback to some rave dancing, wasn't it? Yeah, a little musical interlude for you there. All right, here we go with the recipe. Alfalfa sprouts, one of my favorite ingredients. We start with 60 grams. Now, these are of course, weight measurements, all right? It's not by volume, it's by weight. So you get a little kitchen scale, and this is how many grams you need. All right, alfalfa sprouts, 60 grams. Celery, 500 grams. Carrots, 250 grams. And by the way, you can buy red carrots. Yeah, those are even more nutritious. They have more medicine in them than the orange carrots. But they're a little harder to find. Cucumbers, 300 grams. Then peeled lemons, that is just two lemons. They can just be medium-sized lemons, and you're going to use two. Got that? That's about 250 grams of lemons, but it doesn't have to be exact. In fact, none of this has to be exact. Not a big deal. If it's off by, 25-30%, no big deal. Pineapples. All right, we're going to get into some fruits here. I want to mention two things. I'm going to give you the fruit grams here for what I call the more delicious recipe. This is with double the fruit that I use. All right, and this is a great place to start. So for pineapples, you're going to use 200 grams of pineapple, sliced pineapple chunks, not from a can, nothing with sugar in it, fresh sliced pineapple, 200 grams. When you get used to this drink and you want to make it a little lower on the glycemic index and a little more nutritious, you're going to cut that in half and go down to 100 grams of pineapples. And this is true for all of the fruits and berries that are in this recipe. Got that? So all the vegetables I'm giving you, those are fixed numbers. Like the celery, always 500 grams. But the pineapples and berries, those can be lowered over time to reduce the glycemic index. Of course, it'll make it taste a little less delicious. So you can adjust the fruit content to match your taste. How wonderful is that? Oh, by the way, on the celery, I say 500 grams. You know what I use? I just use an entire bunch. Whatever is in that bunch of celery, one group of celery, that's what I use. Sometimes it's 500 grams, sometimes it's 600. Doesn't matter. All right, cabbage, 25 grams. You hardly need any cabbage. Blueberries, 200 grams. And remember, you can reduce that down to 100 grams. Also remember that you juice the blueberries last. This is the only part of the recipe that I don't squeeze through the nut milk bag. I blend the blueberries and I use the pulp in the juice. All right, next I call the berry combo. You're going to use 600 grams of different berries. These could be raspberries, black raspberries, strawberries, any kind of berries that you can find, anything you want. whatever's in season. Get 600 grams of berries together and throw that in the juice. All right, you're going to use about a half a teaspoon of high-quality sea salt. I prefer Celtic sea salt or Royal Himalayan crystal salt. Next, we're going to use a whole Asian pear. If you can't find an Asian pear, you can use a pear, you know, just like a regular pear, or you can use an apple. And that should be about 400 grams. Over time, you can reduce that down to half a pear. Okay, alfalfa powder or superfood powder. You can use any kind of superfood green powder. I like to use alfalfa powder or Boku superfood powder, or there's one called Vitamineral Green from company Health Force. It's a great one to use. You can use any superfood powder you want. Make sure it's got greens in it. Chlorella, spirulina. In fact, you could just use straight spirulina. I use about 3 scoops. You're like, well, 3 scoops, how many grams is that? I don't know. It's just 3 scoops. How big are the scoops? Just whatever's in there. Use what you want. If it tastes too much, if it tastes too green, you can use less next time. All right, salad greens, 1 pound. That's the core of this. You got to use the salad greens because we are really trying to get more green juice into our bodies. That's where a lot of the medicine comes from. Next is stevia, the natural sweetener. Some people pronounce it as stevia. I use about a teaspoon of this. Sounds like a lot, but I don't use 100% stevia mixture. So you might want to play around with that depending on what source of stevia you're using. If you have stevia that's pure, you want to use a lot less than a full teaspoon. But remember, this is to help sweeten 5 quarts of juice. So you're still going to need quite a bit. I say sweeten it to taste. All right, next, fennel seeds. Wow, why fennel seeds? Well, not only for the medicinal reasons, but also because they taste great. A friend of mine turned me on to fennel seeds in this juice. She's been juicing for, I think, about a year and just lost, I don't know, 50, 60 pounds of body fat, completely transformed her body. And she juices with fennel seeds. I say use about half a tablespoon. Okay, next, we need some fruit concentrate liquids. I use this in all my recipes. Why do I use fruit concentrates? Well, number one, I want to boost up the nutritional density of this juice. Even though we're getting all kinds of fresh, living fruits and greens in this juice, I like to add a little extra kick to it. And there's a company I really recommend. It's called Fruit Fast. That's all one word, Fruit Fast. And here's a toll-free number for them, actually, 877-591-3101. Or you can find them online at fruitfast.com. And I love this company. I love its products. There's a product I recommend called Mixed Berry, liquid fruit supplement. It has 60 servings in a glass jar. It's very highly concentrated. And you can put in, oh, here we go back to the English system, a couple of tablespoons of this. I didn't really measure it. I just kind of pour a little bit in. So you'll have to work this out for yourself. But it contains red raspberry, wild blueberry juice, Concord grape juice, black raspberries, wild blueberries and strawberries, skins, and pulp. Can you imagine the medicinal qualities of that juice? That is good stuff. Amazing. Hey, for those of you in Australia who are listening, I've got something for you. Where is it? Here's a company in Australia that has some incredible juice. I wish we had this in the States, but we don't. Dr. Red Nutraceuticals. You can go to drred.com.au. That's drred.com.au. Now, Dr. Red has something called Blueberry Punch. This was just tested by, I believe it was University in Sydney, and they found that this has some very potent anti-cancer effects. It's made out of blueberry, red grape, white grape, elderberry, raspberry, citrus, green tea, olive leaf, grapeseed extract, tarragon, turmeric, ginger, and a couple other things. Sounds good to me. I wish I could have some of that right now. So check out Dr. Red Nutraceuticals if you're in Australia or New Zealand. They will ship elsewhere too, but I imagine it's very, very expensive. So check out Fruit Fast if you're in the States or Canada. And I'm sorry I don't have a recommendation for those in the UK right now, but go to a health food store. You'll find something there. Look for a natural fruit concentrate. Now, finally, I'm going to wrap up this recipe for you. A couple other things. I put in some spirulina because I love the anti-cancer effects of spirulina. This is a microalgae that I've written about extensively. And this has been used in some astonishing anti-cancer research. The pigmentation of spirulina, that is the cyan-colored pigments, are very potent medicine. And they, when they get into tumors, they just cause those tumors to self-destruct. It is extremely powerful. So I put in spirulina in there. I also do that because spirulina is a complete plant-based protein. It has all the essential amino acids, and it has all kinds of additional benefits. It even contains GLA, for example, gamma-linolenic acid, which is one of the essential fatty acids that we need for great nutrition. So spirulina is a top choice as a supplement for this, and I recommend the Nutrex brand. That's Nutrex. That's grown in Hawaii. It's called Spirulina Pacifica. That's the specific strain of spirulina microalgae that they grow. And that's what I recommend. There are some other things that you can put in here. I like to put in a little bit of turmeric. I'm talking, this is very scientific, huh? I'm talking about a pinch of turmeric or a tiny piece of turmeric root, like the size of the tip of your pinky. You could put in a slight, a very tiny amount of garlic, but be careful with that because a little goes a long way. It's raw, after all. You could put in quite a bit more ginger if you wanted. Think about the healing medicinal herbs, even the culinary herbs. You could put in a little bit of rosemary or a little bit of basil. All of these things will have potent medicinal effects. If you have some olive leaves, you could put those in there. Just a small amount I'm talking about here. And let that add additional medicine to your juice feast. Good thinking. Yeah, good stuff to do. You can put in berries. There are Incan berries that you can put in there. There's a company called Good Cause Wellness that sells those. That's just goodcausewellness.com. Has the Incan berries that I recommend. Who else has some really great berries? Oh, here you go. You're going to love this. A company called Transition Nutrition. And that's the website, transitionnutrition.com. You know what they sell? White mulberries. These are sun-dried premium white mulberries. These are, delicious. It's like, I don't know, nature's candy or something. Not only are they loaded with medicines, natural medicines, they taste so delicious. It's like super sweet molasses. It is just heavenly. Eat these with cashews and you just go nuts. Love them so much. Put those in your juice. Oh, you want to sweeten up your juice, make it delicious and even more nutritious, use those. Now, a little pricey, but I'm drooling right now. Transitionnutrition.com is the website, and they sell, I think, 8 ounces for about $9 or $10. A little over a dollar an ounce, but man, worth every penny. But you get the idea. You can find some other fruit concentrates, and I really support pomegranate juice, for example. I support mangosteen juice. Any of these exotic fruit juices, you can put those into the blend. And you can add the benefits of those to all the other living juices that you're getting. Now remember, you're going to blend this up with water, right? If you have a Vitamix, this is going to require probably 4 or 5 completely full containers of blending. So in other words, when I do this, I end up blending 5 times, and I put it into the nut milk bag, and I juice it out. And this, I have to do this 5 times, and I create a massive, big salad bowl full of juice. And then I pour that into my jars, and that's my juice for the whole day. It's very easy to do. So all you really need is the Vitamix. You need a knife to cut the lemons. You need a nut milk bag. You need some clean water to add to it, you know, filtered water. And you need whatever additional supplements you're going to put in, like a superfood supplement or a fruit supplement. And you're going to put all that in. And that, my friends, after an hour and 15 minutes, that is the answer to degenerative disease. That is the answer. There is nothing from pharmaceutical medicine that is better technology than what we just talked about. Nothing beats that. It's just nature has the answer, period. You want to reverse chronic disease? I mean cure diabetes. I mean cure heart disease, completely reverse it, eliminate all the symptoms and signs of it. This is the way to do it. Plant-based medicine. This is the future of medicine. And this really, really works. There's a book I recommend called The China Study. Need to read this book if you want to understand even more about the links between plant-based medicine and human nutrition or prevention of chronic degenerative disease. The China Study tells it to you, reveals astonishing facts and figures about the dangers of animal-based foods and the benefits of plant-based foods and plant-based medicines. So I strongly recommend that you read The China Study, an outstanding book. Another thing, a couple other points here I need to mention. One is, if you do this program, I have to have this disclaimer in here, nothing here is intended to be medical advice, okay? So this is all just offered under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, the Free Speech Amendment. And I'm sharing information for the benefit of the public. But if you want to do this, you should seek out qualified medical advice. Do not self-diagnose. Nothing in this program is intended to treat or prevent any disease. You should use this at your own risk and with the help of a qualified health practitioner. Okay, you got that? And secondly, again, juicefeasting.com is where you can learn more from David Rain. And truthpublishing.com is where you can learn more by purchasing the program that David and I put together. It's basically just an audio program with some reference guides that gives you a lot more detail about how to make juice feasting work. And finally, I want you to know that this has become the basis of my diet now. I've been doing this for several months, ever since I met David Rain, and was just blown away by the power of this information. This is what I've been doing, and I recommend it to everyone. I've done the research on this, I've experienced it myself, and I know this is the answer to preventing and reversing chronic degenerative disease. This is the answer. This is the medicine that we've been looking for. These are the cures for cancer. These are the cures for the diseases that all those nonprofits claim to be looking for. We found them. It's called juice feasting. So check it out. Thanks for listening. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for NewsTarget.com. Talk to you again soon. Information for the benefit of the public. But if you want to do this, you should seek out qualified medical advice. Do not self-diagnose. Nothing in this program is intended to treat or prevent any disease. You should use this at your own risk and with the help of a qualified health practitioner. Okay, you got that? And secondly, again, juicefeasting.com is where you can learn more from David Rain, and truthpublishing.com is where you can learn more by purchasing the program that David and I put together. It's basically just an audio program with some reference guides. It gives you a lot more detail about how to make juice feasting work. And finally, I want you to know that this has become the basis of my diet now. I've been doing this for several months, ever since I met David Rain, and was just blown away by the power of this information. This is what I've been doing, and I recommend it to everyone. I've done the research on this, I've experienced it myself, and I know this is the answer to preventing and reversing chronic degenerative disease. This is the answer. This is the medicine that we've been looking for. These are the cures for cancer. These are the cures for the diseases that all those nonprofits claim to be looking for. We found them. It's called juice feasting. So check it out. Thanks for listening. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for NewsTarget.com. Talk to you again soon.